The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Eric Idle, born in Durham, England, 1943, who performed as a member of Monty Python's Flying Circus, most memorable for his portrayals of creepy old men, annoying talk show hosts, and fussy old women. It's the birthday of the poet R.S. Thomas, born Cardiff, Wales, 1913, who, along with Dylan Thomas, is considered one of the two best Welsh poets of the 20th century. R.S. Thomas, who called the Welsh an impotent people, sick with inbreeding, worrying the carcass of an old song. It's the birthday of the novelist Judith Guest, born in Detroit, 1936. Her first novel, Ordinary People, was a huge success from the moment it was published in 1976. It was the first unsolicited manuscript that Viking Press had accepted in 26 years. Judith Guest started writing it as a short story, but wasn't finished with the characters, so she worked on what happened before the story started and then what happened after. She said, "I wrote it because I wanted to explore the anatomy of depression, how it works and why it happens to people. How you can go from being down but able to handle it to being so down that you don't even want to handle it, and then taking a radical step with your life, trying to commit suicide, and failing at that, coming back to the world and having to act normal when in fact you have been forever changed." It took her 3 years to write, and in order to concentrate on finishing the book, she quit her job teaching elementary school. Judith Guest, who said, "Living the blessed life is the luck of the draw. We don't get control over the cards we're dealt, but we do have control over how we face the odds, how we play them. Some people with awful cards are successful because of how they deal with them, and that seems courageous to me." And it's the birthday of Eugene McCarthy, born in Watkins, Minnesota, 1921. Democratic senator from Minnesota who ran for president against Lyndon Johnson in 1968 and came close in the New Hampshire primary, which led Lyndon Johnson to decide that he would not run for re-election. Eugene McCarthy, also a poet, his collections include Ground, Fog, and Night, and who said, "Being in politics is like being a football coach. You have to be smart enough to understand the game and dumb enough to think it's important." Here's a poem for today by Kate DiCamillo, entitled Snow Aldo. "Once I was in New York, in Central Park, and I saw an old man in a black overcoat walking a black dog. This was springtime, and the trees were still bare, and the sky was gray and low. And it began suddenly to snow, big fat flakes that twirled and landed on the black of the man's overcoat and the black dog's fur. The dog lifted his face and stared up at the sky. The man looked up to snow, Aldo, he said to the dog, snow, and he laughed. The dog looked at him and wagged his tail. If I was in charge of making snow globes, this is what I would put inside. The old man in the black overcoat, the black dog, two friends with their faces turned up to the sky, as if they were receiving a blessing, as if they were being blessed together by something as simple as snow in March." Snow Aldo, a poem by Kate DiCamillo, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.